Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Here we are today in the 1st of June. Yeah, not the 1st of June, the middle of June.
June 17th.
June 17th. Now, this will be airing about Monday the 17th. And June marches on, and a couple more days will be the official beginning of summer.
I hope it's a good one. Personally, I want lots of sunshine and very little rain.
For Colorado, we like sunshine, which we have. Mm-hmm. And we actually want rain, but the way that rain comes for us is in storms. Mm-hmm. In the summer, they typically will come in the afternoon.
Right.
It'll be clear in the morning, beautiful. Clouds start coming in the afternoon, then a thunder storm comes, lightning and thunder and heavy rain, and then it lasts for about 30 to 60 minutes and sunny.
Mm-hmm. That's not so bad.
No. So we like those kinds of things. Peter's wedding, this is, 25 years ago or so, and he got married at our country club, which was we did an outdoor wedding. Mm-hmm. And we probably, didn't really process well because typically, and this happened to be in August, there's going to be an afternoon thunderstorm.
Right.
And so we had a tent. So we thought, well, even if it comes, we'll be fine.
Right. So, oh, no.
And the wedding was at 4, and usually the thunderstorm we thought comes a little bit earlier and it'll be sunny and all that. But literally, we all go into the tent, mm-hmm. and this not only was it a thunderstorm, but it was a major, powerful storm with lightning hitting every few seconds.
Oh no!
And loud, super loud. And the wind comes, and we had champagne glasses on the edges.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
And the wind blows, and we're in the middle of the service, and the wind comes and blows them all over and breaks.
Oh, my goodness.
They all fall on the ground and break, And then there's lightning, and there's people afraid. They're afraid.
Yeah.
It's so hard, and it's so loud. I mean, it's lightning right there, and the thunder is loud, and I'm doing the service.
Oh, my goodness.
We're trying to get through the service. And by the way, everybody said they never heard anything I said because of Peter and Shura did, but nobody else did. And so we were getting, toward the end, and it's still lightning and thundering. And we're going to have a person sing a song. Mm-hmm. I'm following. Okay, hey, get ready. Are you going to sing? I said, sing this worship song for everybody. And Linda, she's in the front row. She says, Rich, skip the song. It ain't going to matter. Skip the song. Let's end it. And so we did not have a song for that thing. So Peter and Cher will never forget their wedding.
Yes, it's given you stories to tell for the years, right?
And by the way, we as soon as we ended it. It stopped within 10 minutes. The sun comes out and we had a great party.
Isn't that crazy? We had a great party. My goodness.
So it was fun. They said, well, I guess God was really, active during our ceremony.
Yeah,
so.
he was sending his own fireworks, right?
So, we've been talking about, calendar reordering, activity, mm-hmm. Pruning and believing that God can order it. And I have a heart to order it. And we hopefully that everybody is writing down and taking the time to write down all the things that you're doing.
Yeah, because this is a really practical lesson that we're going through right now.
Yeah. So get it all down on paper and list every activity you're doing and be as precise and complete as you can. So I prepare a meal. I got to travel to take my kid to this thing. You know, what are all the
even
activities?
Down to the little things you don't think that much. You know, I walk my dog, or I have to let him out X number of times a day. These are things that take time, right? Man.
That's a big one.
It is a big one, right?
Yeah. So what are all the things you're doing? And then he says, now let me re-show you what to do with this. So go to Proverbs 8, 12 to 21, first of all. Proverbs 8, sure. 12 to 21.
I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge and discretion. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance in the evil way, and the perverse mouth I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me, kings reign and rulers decree justice. By me, princes rule and nobles, all the judges of the earth. I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me. Riches and honor are with me, enduring riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yes, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I traverse the way of the righteousness in the midst of the paths of justice, that I may cause those who love me to inherit wealth, that I may fill their treasuries.
Yeah. He says that, it's me. God says I'm wisdom. If you diligently seek me, what does he say?
You will find me.
Yeah, you'll find it. So your role is to diligently seek me. He said, I'll give you riches and righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
I'll fill your heart with treasuries. And what he's saying there is that because you'll live a life of righteousness, he said you'll live the kingdom, which is, remember, Romans 14:17, the kingdom of God is righteousness,
mm-hmm.
my righteousness on you, peace.
Right, peace and
shalom,
joy.
And joy in the Holy Spirit. You'll have a characteristic. I'm going to bring you the kingdom and the life of the kingdom, and I'm going to take care of all the things so that you have bounty. And bounty isn't necessarily super wealth. It's just I have plenty and can live a life of financial freedom. And I can mm-hmm. have things that we can afford to do, like go on a trip or to do things for the kids. I've got money for that because God's providing it. He said wisdom will get you there, and if you trust me, I'll get you there. Don't you feel you have to go make it happen?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll show you what that looks like. And so he said, trust me, I'm going to order everything in your life to bring joy and to bring favor.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, by the way, to start with that, he says, hate evil and hate pride. And the word evil there isn't dark, awful, black. It's things that annoy, frustrate, irritate, and cause you difficulty, which mm-hmm. in this case we're talking about you're doing too many things.
Right.
And you're tired. He says, well, you got to hate that. You don't need to put up with that. Don't accept that. And by the way, hate pride. Along with that, don't you figure it out.
Right.
because if you don't, yeah, you could say I got to do something about it, but then you try to do something about it and you wind up back in the same place.
Right. Which, by the way, is pride.
It is pride.
Right.
is that I can do this. So he said, hate that, but seek me and let me give it to you. So that as we're approaching this, I'm willing to let God give me the wisdom to let him guide me to places and solve issues and do things that will provide favor, put me in the right spot economically, help me to understand how to live a life of freedom. That his righteousness will give me peace and joy, and I want to do that. And the key is, he said, the way to start it is say, I'm at a place where I'm tired, weary, and worn out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I don't need to stay here.
Right.
But I'm going to go seek God instead of me trying to figure it out. Okay, now go to Proverbs 3, 13 to 18, and tell us just a little bit more about wisdom.
Happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding, for her proceeds are better than the profits of silver and her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain her.
Yeah. So he says, in the right hand, riches and honor. And again, the word riches is all riches, the fullness of life, including financial. And think of financial freedom. It's not that give me more money. It's guide me so that I can have provision. And I know how to spend it well so that I'm free, which might be, by the way, are you saving? Are you preparing? You talked about this before.
Right.
If you're going to have a trip and it's a good thing for you to do, like you have, you said you go out to a restaurant periodically for these birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that costs money.
Right.
So have you budgeted for that? See, have you put that as, hey, this is important. So Father, give us the provision to be able to do things like that. And you do. And then he says that all my paths are pleasant. And the word there is exceptionally joyful and thrilling. And peace, the word there is shalom, is extreme favor. I'm going to bless you with the covenant. And he says, all of my paths are that.
I love that.
Okay, now if I'm going to reorder my life, probably the best thing I can do is to get on God's path.
Yes.
Why? Well, it'll be spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
And he's told us you'll have margin. You won't be tired anymore. You'll get plenty of rest. You'll have the time to do the things that I've told you to do and want you to be part of. And by the way, it'll bring a joy to you because it'll thrill you. It'll show you, you know, like one thing for Linda and I, and this was, you know, this was developing over time. I want you, he would say to us, you've got to create space for your grandchildren. And he said, and by the way, it's with them, not them with you. See, I could say, okay.
Which reorients your focus, right?
Yeah. It could be that, okay, tell you what, every Saturday morning, you know, you'll be with me. God says, no, I ain't going to work that way. You're going to go to their things. You're going to be active with them because you're going to be having influence on real stuff in their life as it happens. And you've got to be there.
Right.
So you got to reorient your schedule. And we do this now, as we're putting our schedule together. One of the questions we ask, particularly of Aiden, now he's a senior in high school living with us, is, hey, Aiden, over the next 2 months, what are things that you are going to be doing? Well, I'm going to be playing a state tournament, tennis. I'm going to play, he just told us this. He's a drummer, and the school has a kind of a recital for the kids that are in the arts, you know, singers and that kind of thing. He says, I've been invited by 8 of those kids to play drums for their little band to help support them at the recital.
Right.
And I would like you to come and see it. Okay, when? You know, see, we have to know what that
is. It takes some planning, right?
Yeah, and see, God already had told us, I want you to invest in your grandchildren. You got to do it on their schedule, not yours. So we're going to have to redo that whole thing so that, Rich, you're not out of town.
Mm-hmm.
You're not busy with stuff. You're not scheduling stuff that's in contrary to that. You're going to have to rethink how you're doing because God said, that is my path for you.
Right.
Now, by the way, guess what? It's thrilling. It's joyful. Linda's having the time of her life, you know, because she really loves being part of that. And I do too. And we get a chance to talk to him. So he says, every path that I give you, there's a quality to it. And it's joy, it's excitement, it's shalom. It's favor. It's pleasant. I don't say some paths aren't that way. They're all that way. So come and learn it. And then he tells us how to seek it. Go to James 1:5-8. if you lack wisdom, sure. which is what we do, what do?
It says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways.
Yeah. So as we're seeking to reorient our calendar
mm-hmm.
and our activities, by definition, we don't know, because our perspective of what God would have us do is limited if we try to decide that ourselves.
Yes.
So by definition, it's like, okay, Father, I'm going to reorient my calendar. How would you have me spend my day, spend my week, spend my month in things that are important to you, and creates the space, the margin, the joy, mm-hmm. the things that are important to me? And I've got to seek that. Okay, he said, if I go ask him, what will he do?
He will absolutely tell me. In fact, he'll tell me generously and liberally and without making me feel stupid or like I should have known that. Right,
right? That's right. Yeah. He said, I'll just give it to you. And the word there, generously, actually is, I'll give it to you with great clarity. You'll know that you know that you know that this is it. This is my path for you. Mm-hmm. So ask for wisdom. He said, all you got to do is believe. I'll get it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you believe I'll get it to you, I'll get it to you. If you if you say I'm going to ask for it, but I don't really believe I'll get it, he said, I can't give it to you. Because mm-hmm. you're double-minded, still trying to evaluate, is it from God, is it not? Is it from God, is it not? He said, you're back and forth, and you're unstable. I'll get it to you. Start receiving what I'll get you. Mm-hmm. And trust me, I'll get it to you in a way that you can understand it. So ask for it. So he says, seek wisdom. Start to process wisdom and stay with it until all the paths that you're on are pleasant and peace.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll know that you know you're there. And by the way, even while we're there, guess what? We're going to have trouble.
Right.
And we'll talk
about
that.
More things are going to come up.
And the path is going to wind up with more stuff that I have to prune again. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's not like you make it and got there. It's that I'm here, I'm enjoying it. And then now what do I do next? So we talked about writing down all of the activities. Mm-hmm. So what you do now is that you should have probably 1, 2, 3, 4 pages of all the stuff that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now what you do is that you start out with, what I do is take a couple of clean journal pages.
Mm-hmm.
And now start to rebuild your calendar from a blank sheet of paper.
Right.
So what I do is that, and ideally, you know, you'll start to get refined in terms of the days you do this and the things you do this. Like, for example, Linda and I, remember we said Sabbath is critical.
Right.
So we'll start there.
Yeah.
Okay, Sabbath. What are we going to do on Sabbath?
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, that's kind of funny, but by definition, you can't have too many things on that page.
Right.
That means you're doing all of this other stuff again. It's like, no, I'm going to go to church. We're going to spend time with our kids and our grandkids. We're going to drive around. We'll, we'll have dinner together. I mean, 2, 3, 4 things. That's it. That's your Sabbath, mm-hmm. you know. So what does that look like, you know, and define that. Okay, now you got Saturday. What does Saturday look like? And so what we would do is, well, that's a day when we're not. I'm not engaged in work. By the way, I have to be disciplined with that. So if that's true.
It's easy to let that sneak in too, right?
I can't say, well, I'll spend 2 or 3 hours working when I'm not supposed to be. Like, I can't mm-hmm. I can't include that or think about it. Well, I'll do it anyway. No, you got to decide, what do you do? Now, periodically, and we'll talk about how you get to the regular calendaring, because this is just setting up the structure of it,
mm-hmm.
Is you got to practice this every week. So it's possible that one Saturday morning, it could be, hey, I do have this project at work, and I need 2 hours here to finish it or to do something. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. Just not as a routine. And to say, on the weekend, I'm also going to keep doing work when God says, no, let me help you do that during the 5 days you got left. Right. And so what's your Saturday look like? And then, you know, where are you? Because, you know, like we got summer coming up, so we've got, you know, yard work and a variety of things to do. And we have to, where do we do and how do we, you know, is that a time when Linda and I might go shopping for something, or we're going to do a variety of things. So what does your non-working day at home look like, mm-hmm. fundamentally? Of, you know, hey, we gotta have to mow the yard or have my kid mow the yard, or and we'll come back to maybe we hire somebody to do these things. But what does your Saturday look like? And maybe it's a home to-do list and certain things you got to do. Mm-hmm. And okay, we'll spend. But the key is, okay, we'll do that in the morning, and then we'll have the afternoon free, and we'll open it up. Or Saturdays we're gonna be able to go spend time with friends. And or just each other, or do a variety of things. So what does your Saturday look like? Okay, then Monday through Friday, which you kind of right now just put it in one bucket, is you take all of the things that you wrote down,
mm-hmm.
and you start to rebuild what God would say is most important. So number one, it starts with your time in the Word with God.
Mm-hmm.
Is, again, we say at least 30 minutes, 20 to 30 minutes a day. And by the way, that's Saturday and Sunday too. But all right, I'm going to write that down. I'm going to spend personal abiding time, you know, with God in the Word. And I'm going to keep a journal about that.
Mm-hmm.
Then once a week, Linda and I will minimally say, okay, let's share our abiding.
Mm-hmm.
And what's God
saying? So you have to schedule that out,
yeah,
right?
What's
You've
got to
make time for
what's
it.
God saying to you, and then what's he saying to me? And we'll schedule that. And by the way, that's where you can move that. You can move that to a Saturday morning. One thing Linda and I like to do is we like to go out for breakfast on Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll bring our journals, and that'll be our time of processing that. And so that's a great thing to do. And if that's, you know, what you can do, or maybe we do it, you know, some evening. And then we'll come back to, you know, resolving things in life. So that's number one. You know, number two is, well, just us doing things together.
Mm-hmm.
What's important to us? So Linda will talk about her stuff that's important for me. It's important. How much time? What does that look like? Because of where I'm at, you know, in my career and work, I can take afternoons off.
Mm-hmm.
So we can schedule. She said, okay, let's twice a week minimally. From noon, you know, to dinner, let's you and I schedule just time together.
Mm.
Okay. All right, let's put it down. Now, by the way, and we'll come to this again as we process this into even next session, would be we commit to it,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't have to be always on a Tuesday.
Right.
It'll be variable as long as we stay committed to what we just said.
Mm-hmm.
So we've defined that down. Okay, so we're going to spend time. Hey, we're going to go on a date out once during the week. We'll at least twice a month, we'll go out on a Saturday night. We'll invite friends. We're trying to put together, it's just fellowship with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then fellowship with our small group. When is that? With our inner circle, with our friends. We'll have that as part of our plan in terms of time we're going to spend. Then the third thing would be work.
Mm-hmm.
Is what God calls us to work, and Linda has her stuff, and I've got my stuff, and so we'll say, okay, I'm going to spend. And again, it's all personal. So for me, I don't have to spend 8 hours every day working.
Right.
So I don't. But if I did, if I had if I was employed as a full time employee, I'd have to put that down.
Right.
That I've got 8 to 9 hours a day that I'm going to have to work 5 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to write that down and then put that block in there. And that's my work. So what is it that your work looks like, and how much time do you do? Now, this is where wisdom comes in. Is don't say, well, I already work 12 hours a day and I'm going to write. No. Wisdom would say, son or daughter, mm-hmm. you know, 8 to 9 hours, that's it. I'm going to show you, I'm going to show you what that looked like, but only put that in there. And I'll show you what that looks like as we go down the road here, but don't accept, remember he said, hate evil. Right. That's why you're tired is you're working too much. So you're going to have to cut that back and prune it back and write that down. Okay. So now I've got that. I got my time with God. I got my time with my wife, got my time with friends. I got work. Well, there's not a whole lot more.
Right.
Maybe I can do something with the church, or I can do something with a ministry or something beyond that. And you can already picture as like, oh, it's no wonder I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
Because what has happened? I have five things I'm doing on top of all that.
Right.
And guess what? No time with my spouse. Mm-hmm. I'm not spending time with God. I'm rushed all the time. And I got all these other things. I got a whole three pages of stuff that I'm doing, haven't even made it over here yet.
Right. And what you're really talking about there is as you're looking at that list of things and you begin to calendar, you're taking that to God and saying, God, what are the non-negotiables?
Right.
Right. What are the non-negotiables? What are the things? And that is absolutely time with Him, that priority of relationship, time with your marriage and your family, to intentionally spending time and joy in that, and time doing the work that He's given you to do.
Right.
And so, but setting those non-negotiables, then, like you said, honestly, all of a sudden your eyes are wide open to how much is in there that doesn't fit that.
Right.
And those are the places that you're going to watch God do some pruning work, right? Right.
That's right. That's right. And we'll talk more about that. So we'll talk, you know, come back tomorrow. We'll talk more about how to do this, but it's starting to lay down in a blank sheet of paper, rebuilding what God says as the most important things. And He says, seek ye first the kingdom. Be with me. He says, you are either you're married and have a spouse, or you are single and have friends. You need fellowship. Spend time developing that fellowship, developing that that sweetness. Put that down. You've got to have time for friendships and group dynamic, and you need community. So put that down. Okay, you got work. Yeah, you do have work. Put that down. How much at the moment? What is your ability, and how much time do you need to give your work? You know, typically, as you look at normal, and by the way, normal isn't necessarily the way everybody does it, but it's supposed to be, is that, you know, between 40 and 45 hours a week is what your work life is supposed to be involved in terms of, it's going to 5 days a week, 8 to 9 hours a day is okay. But I gotta put that in there if that's what I'm doing. Maybe some of us, like Linda and I don't have to work that much. So I have less time that I can commit. I have time for it. But I don't have to do like other people might have to do. Just what's your situation? And what does that look like? And so, and by the way, a housewife or a mother has to write down what she's doing. It's not about where I earn income.
And a mom doesn't get to say it's only 8 hours a day.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And actually, I've got to, because of the kids, I've got five kids, or I've got this, or I've got that. I got to drive them around. I got to do all these things. Well, you know, put it down. Now, by the way, maybe God would have you reshuffle that, that you're letting your kids actually do too much too.
Right.
And we got to help them.
So, it's a big part of that. Yeah.
So we'll start to lay it down, and then we'll come back tomorrow and keep talking about how do we reconstruct this all?
Excellent.
And then how do we keep it up? Basically, would be the issue. So we'll talk about that. Heavenly Father, thank you that you tell us to hate evil, hate pride. If we seek you and seek wisdom, we will receive it. It'll be riches. It'll be honor. It'll be righteousness. It'll be peace. It'll be joy. All of your paths are pleasant. All of your paths are shalom. And we just pray that we'll really grab hold of that and believe it and be willing to live on your path instead of ours. And may you guide us into reconstructing our activity level and our calendar so that we begin to enjoy life and have all that you want us to have. And we praise you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Rich, and thank you for joining us, everyone. If you have questions from today's podcast, be sure to send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com, and we'd be happy to talk about it. Look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep, we'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.